Started. Very relevant. Hopefully we'll maintain it as a non-political topic, but it's very much in the news nowadays as a result of events in the United States of America, Washington, D.C. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayira, it says, Vayomer Elav Moshe Ketzesias Ayir. As soon as I leave the city, I will daven that the Makkah of Barad will be rescinded. So Rashi comments, why does it say Ketzesias Ayir? Why do you have to wait until you get out of the city to stop and in the city? So Rashi comments, Ketzesias Ayir mean Ayir. When I leave the year, when I leave the city, the metropolitan, I'm gonna daven. Aval besoch Ayir, Moshe lo yispalo. Within the city, Moshe didn't daven. Why? Lefisha haisa melea giluli. Because it was full of idols. And if there's a avodah zarah around, you need to leave the city. So that is going to be our entree to talk about four related topics. Number one is going to be, do we have to distance ourselves from avodah zarah? If there's a church, for example, we're not going to define what exactly is a base of avodah zarah or not, but we'll talk about a base of avodah zarah. Do we have to distance ourselves from that church? Can you live in a city that has a base of avodah zarah in it? That has, for example, a church or something like that in it? Number two. Number three is going to be going into the chatzar, a courtyard next to a church. And number four is going to be going into the base of avodah zarah itself. Can somebody go in? We'll talk about various variables of questions. Can you go in to save your life? Can you go in for a mass?
Or a cathedral on a Friday morning.
Cathedral on a...
like a week ago.
Right? Can somebody go in for an inauguration? We won't talk.
Especially if you're the son-in-law and daughter.
We won't talk specifically about inauguration, but we'll talk about like the reasons that one can go in. If it's pikuach nefesh, if it's a pikuach nefesh situation, is it permitted to go in to avoid financial loss? Is it permitted? Or to avoid eva? Eva meaning offending non-Jews. Is that a basis for which to go in? So we'll talk about various reasons why it may or may not be permitted to go into a base of avodah zarah. So that's what we're going to cover. I'm going to go through the first three relatively quickly. When it comes to going into a base of avodah zarah, the house of avodah zarah, the church itself, then we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about the various permutations as that applies to that. Okay, so just to start off, when it comes to not going by a church, there are a couple of relevant Gemara's. One Gemara of Avodah Zarah Yitzayin Amar Aleph says as follows. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Harchek Me'aleha Darkecha, distance yourself from her. And it's talking about minus, heresy, that we can't go too close to heresy. Based on that, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows in Yerideya Simukuf Nun, Shemitzvah Lihisrachek Miderech Avodas Kochavim Arba Amas. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't say it's usher to go next to, which is very interesting. He says it's a mitzvah to stay away from a derech avodas kochavim, going close to a place of avodah zarah, of idolatry, four amos, approximately 6 feet. So we shouldn't go too close. Walking by a church, for example, don't go within four amos. How do you count it? It's an interesting question, because is it the house itself, or what happens if they have a courtyard outside or something like that?
Because you wouldn't be able to go to the corner of
many places. Right. Many. I was just walking.
Ritzio the cook
used to be able to go home.
They used to say Ritzio to go across the road to where the Mamilla church is. You know, the Mamilla Mall is a church, right? So that used to be Mamilla Street. Mm-hmm. Before the Mamilla Wall, there was a street.
They knocked down every synagogue and left the church.
Yeah. So Ritzio, when he used to leave the old city, he used to cross over. He wouldn't walk on that side.
So that's to avoid proximity.
Yeah.
So that's what there it says Arbamas. Now there's another Gemara.
For a couple of years, it was in the battle because he wouldn't open Shabbos.
So there's another Gemara that doesn't limit it to four Amos. It's a Tosfos there. So it says as follows: there was a mice of Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yona's son, that they were going on a derech. They were going on a walk, and they got to a split in the road. What do they call it? A fork in the road. Mm-hmm. And they had to decide which way to go. And one way they would have to pass by a base of avodah zarah, a place of idolatry, house of idolatry. And the other one, they'd have to go by a house of prostitution, a house of ill repute. And there's a discussion between the two of them, which is preferable to avoid, not preferable to go to, but preferable to avoid. Should we avoid? Is it more important to avoid the house of ill repute or to avoid the church? So one says, you know what, let's go on the way. It's better to go by the church, the base of Arizara. It doesn't say church, base of Arizara. Why? Because Anshe Knesset Sagdola, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, tells us that they killed the Yetzer Hara for idolatry. Mm-hmm. So it's a safer path to go in that direction. And the other one says, you know what, let's go by the house of prostitution, because we will conquer our Yetzer Hara and we'll get schar for conquering our Yetzer Hara. And the Gemara says that they decided together to go past the base of Arizara and not to go past the base Zonos, the house of ill repute, and not to go by the base of Arizara. So there, Tosos comments as follows: the Mikan Yesh Lilmon. From this, we learn Shederech Laharchig Mepi Pesach Avodas Kochabim. From here, we learn that we should avoid going by a base of Arizara Kol Mashiacho as much as you can. So based on that, we'd say that to move to the other side of the street. If you're going by a base of a reserve, go to the other side of the street, right? Kol Mashiacho, don't go right by it. We need to distance ourselves. Okay, so that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Now, it's not brought in the language that it's usur to go by a base of a reserve, but it says it's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah to go for at least four amos, and based on its source, it's even more across the street to avoid it. But it doesn't say specifically that it is a prohibition. Okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two is a city that has a Avodah Zarah in it, right? That would unfortunately include Yerushalayim. There are many, the holiest city in the world, unfortunately, has many places of Avodah Zarah. So there's a Mishnah of Avodah Zarah.
Churches is Batei Avodah Zarah.
I'm assuming that.
Yes, it's a Christian quarter.
Yeah, and that's going to be a major lacking in this year, which is actually the part two. That's part two of this topic, which we'll Amir Tashem cover next year, is classifying the religions of today's religions of the world. Are the Muslims or the Christians, are they over the Avodah Zarah? So we're going to talk more generally. Mm-hmm. I will assume that a church is a base of Avodah Zarah today, but that will have to be revisited in the future. Okay, so there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah.
Only Christian religions. I mean, there's like between my house and King David Street, there's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Right.
They don't have any
so we'll talk a little bit about that. Today we'll talk a little bit about how about if there's no...
Like a mosque, right?
Like a mosque would be, those would be like, we'd say the two extremes. You'd have a Christian as opposed to Catholic, a Christian church that has manifestations of Avodah Zarah, that has Yeshu up there and pictures of him, and, you know, on the cross, or on the other extreme, you would have the Muslims that don't have any corporeal manifestations of God. So that would be the two extremes of non-Jewish places of worship. Okay, so the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Amabeh, says, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodas Kochamim, a city that has in it Avodas Kochamim, that has in it idolatry. Chutz Ala Mutar, I'm going to explain it as the Pashtus here. You can stay outside of the city. Pashtus is, you can't go in the city because there's Avodah Zarah in the city. If the Avodah Zarah is outside the city, you can go into the city. Okay, that's what it says. And then it continues, how about, can you travel there? Meaning, how about going onto the road going to that city? So it says that if the road is specific to that place and no other place, anyone looking at you is going to come to the obvious conclusion, you're going to the city with the Avodah Zarah. It's like a Achshad Mar Zion concept. They're going to think you're going into the city. It's prohibited. However, if it's a road that happens to go by, and goes to other places also. It goes to that city, but other places also. Then we don't have the concern that would be mutter. Okay, don't worry so much about that second part here. But we see here, and this is how the Rambam, this is a commentary on the Mishnah, says we learn from this Mishnah that it's also behechlet. It is clearly prohibited. Likanes le'ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah. You can't go into a city that has avodah zarah. Certainly, you can't live in a city that has avodah zarah. So you can't do business with people that has avodah zarah in the city. Lufichach yodelach hashakol ir shachesed l'rashayaches l'uma min ha'umos ha'ulam over the avodah zarah. Any city that has any relevance to people who are idolaters, v'yesh lem b'chzocha beis tiflan, if they have there a house of worship of avodah zarah, mi'ikar din, it should be prohibited to live in that city. And he says, but what can we do? We are onsim. We have no choice in the matter. We want to live in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city. This is where and there are churches here. What are we going to do? We're going to have to move out of Yerushalayim. He's not talking about Yerushalayim per se. He's talking about other cities. V'nikayim banu begalusin, in our galus, we unfortunately brings apostate. V'avadatem shem alohim asei yedei adam. Where we are, it's all around us that we have ovdei avodah zorah. And he says, continuing, v'mahir kula dinachein. If the city has this concept, this deen that you can't live in it, certainly you cannot go into a base of avodah zarah. You can't go into a place of idolatry. It's almost even prohibited to look at a place of avodah zarah. And certainly it is prohibited to go into a base of avodah zarah. So that's the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnah, his commentary in the Mishnah. He says that when this Mishnah says that if you have an ear, sheyesh ba'avodas chacham, you have a city that has an idolatry, it's saying it is prohibited to go into a city that has avodah zarah in it. So it's kind of strong. You can't live in Los Angeles, you can't live in New York, you can't live in Chicago, you can't live in any of these cities. You can't live in any city in the world. There's going to be a base of avodah zarah, almost any city in the world. So Rashi has a different take on this mission. He says it's not saying that you can't go into a city that has avodah zarah. It's saying that if there's a city that has having a non-Jewish festival, a holiday, on the day that they're having the holiday, we should not go into that city. We can't go. So if they're having the festival in the city and not out of the city, we can stay outside the city and do business with the people outside the city. No, it says yishba avodas kochavim. So he's saying that avodas kochavim means the holiday of the avodas kochavim. Good question on the lesson there. So if it's in the city and it's not outside the city, we can do business with the people outside the city. If it's outside the city is the problem, they're having the holiday, but not in the city, we can do business with people inside the city. But it's not saying that there's a prohibition to go live in the city if that's because there's avodas kochavim.
I'm thinking of an alternative translation, which is that it's a city that's known for avodas kochavim. It's predominantly,
it's a place of avodas kochavim. Right. That's good. So the Rabbeinu Yona brought in the Torah. It has like a, I don't know if it's a third take or it's like a 2A, like it's number 2, but like an addition. It's not even prohibited to go on a day that they have a holiday. It's a day that they have a holiday that they're having an assembly together, that they're having like an active, as you said, David, it's an active celebration. They're having like a festival, a big carnival. A yirid is the word. They're having a yirid. That then that's
couldn't be a kenness.
They're having something in celebration of the holiday.
It's so, like the first time I saw somebody wave a lula was in Palm Sunday in Lima, Peru.
So either we're having like two explanations and a part, you know, part two of number two, or three explanations, they go like this. Number one is Rama's Be'er Shemishnas, you can't go into the city, you can't live in a city. If there's a base of avodah zarah in it, if there's a house of worship of avodah zarah, you can't go in. Rashi comes in and says, no. If there's a festival actively on that day, if it's a holiday day, don't go in. And the number three is, or number 2.1, is that it's on the holiday, but they're actively celebrating. They have a kennis, they have a conference. Now, three reasons are given why we wouldn't be able to go into a city when they have a holiday and they're actively celebrating. One explanation, Rashi says, it has a concept of chashad. They see somebody going in, a Jew going into the city when there's the festival, they're going to think he's going to the non-Jewish holiday festival, so that's a problem. The Ritva says, l'fish osir sam asuv of Ravam. We have a concept in Judaism, Barov Ham Hadras Melech. The more people doing the mitzvah, the better it is. It's a more beautiful, it's a hiddur for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Havdil Elef Havdalos, if somebody sees that you're going, like there are more numbers. And then this is a big issue nowadays. The 90,000, great, it's a much bigger mitzvah, 90,000 than 70,000. If a 500,000 people come to the inauguration of the president as opposed to 25,000, it's a hiddur for him. So if somebody would be going into the city, even for the most innocent of reasons, but it's on the day of their asifa, they're all getting together for the holiday, it's working in the wrong direction because it's adding to their hiddur. Next, the Ravid brings another reason, that it's because we should avoid we may come to do business with them, and there's an independent prohibition to do business with non-Jews on their holiday or in certain places even before their holidays, 3 days before the holiday, and we'll talk about that later. So that's related to that. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodos Chachamim, this is in the Mishnah Torah. Before we mentioned the Rambam, and it was on the commentary in the Mishnah, but the Rambam brings this halacha, just like he says in the Parish of Mishnah that you can't go into the city. He says the same thing in his halachas in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Avodos Chachamim, Eir Sheyesh Ba'Avodos Chachamim, a city that has idolatry in it, Mutar Lahalach Chutzalah, you can stay outside of it, but it's prohibited to go into a city that has a Avodas Chachavim. If it has a church, if it has something like that, you can't even go into the city. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like our 2.1 approach. The 2.1 approach meaning as follows, Ha'isur Rak Be'ir She'osim Ba'yirid Be'yom Chagam. If it's a city and they have a holiday and they're having a kenneth, they're having a conference, a big celebration, a festival for the holiday, that's when you can't go in. But otherwise, it's permitted to go in. But the Shach on that Shulchan Aruch says, don't forget the Rambam is Beish Mishnayos. You know what? The Rambam says you can't even go in a city, you can't enter, you can't live in, etc., in a city that has Avodah Zarah. So the Maisa, we obviously don't paskin like the Rambam. We do live in cities that have Avodas Chachavim, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So that's obviously on this segment, when we're talking about the first best segment, is trying to avoid walking directly by a church. We should avoid going right directly, try to distance four amos. When it comes to the question of living in a city, going into a city that has a base of Avodas Zarah in it, we are lenient on it, we don't paskin like the Rambam on the second. So it's the third question.
But you're saying Dalai Lama's is a... From the entrance of the thing, not the gates outside, right?
We'll talk about a courtyard in a little bit. It could depend on, it could be the actual Avodas Chachamim. That's what we're going to talk about now. How about if there's a courtyard outside and permitted to go there? So it may come down, there are two opinions on it. So it could be that that's directly related. Because based on the opinion that's strict, that you can't even go into the courtyard, it could be we have to count the four amos from the courtyard. But when under the board, the sitting there that says you can go into the courtyard, it could be that it's all, it should be that it's only from the base of Avodah Zarah itself. Okay, so when it comes to going into the courtyard of a base of Avodah Zarah, well, this is a relevant question also. Going into a courtyard, and we'll talk about a very, I'll mention it right now. If anyone has been to the Vatican, there's a big courtyard right outside the Vatican. What is it called again?
St. Peter's Square.
St. Peter's Square.
Well, he holds Mass over there.
So hold that question. Fantastic point. Let's not assume that. Let's just say there's a courtyard there. Very good, Ha'ara. So
what else you want to do there? The first time I was there, it was just totally fried, but that was as much as I want to do. They have a guy with a stick, which is about 12 feet long, and he wants to put it on your head and give you one of their rocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. All right, so when it comes to going into the courtyard, the Ramban Shulchan Aruch means two opinions, Yeshomim and Yeshomim. The first Yeshomim, now just like we had that approach to going into a city, one opinion was you can't go into the city at all, and the second one was, only on the day that they have a holiday, and a sifa, a gathering, an assembly, you can't go. And the same thing applies to the chutzah. The same two opinions.
These are the rabbanim,
we'll see. Some say, this the chutzah would be likely the rabbanim, but the going into church, we'll have to see. Good question. Yesh omrim didino ki'ir shalavodos chachavim. There's the first opinion in the Ramah, the first Yeshomim says that it be zman sheino ovdei chachavim mitkabtim sam, at a time when the non-Jews are not getting together for purposes of their Avodah Zarah, it's permitted to go in. In other words, you can go into the courtyard as long as they're not having an assembly there.
Monday through Saturday.
Right. Well, in the right. But leaving aside your question from before that they have mass there.
Okay.
That's a different child. The Yeshomim, the Bechol Inyan. So the second opinion is, no matter what, it is prohibited to go into the chatzer, the courtyard, even if they're not actively having any festivities, any mass, whatever it may be. It is prohibited to go into the chatzer, just like you can't go into the city, you can't go into the city itself. So the same thing applies. Im ein derech. Now he says then, im ein derech over bo lemakom erech. And that's saying you can't go into the chatzer, you can't go into the courtyard if there is no other way. Meaning it's the designated dead end chatzer for that church. However, to use it as a shortcut to go somewhere else, you don't have that concern that people are going to say, oh, he's going to the church because maybe he's going to be walking by here. If that courtyard can lead us to a different location, it would be permitted to go through it. However, the Rama says that it's a midas chasidus. It's preferable still to avoid. If you have, can go another path, try to go another path. Now, this is very relevant, actually. Right here, when you go through the old world crash travel, this super fresh, ex-super fresh building now, there's that path that leads from Kakal down to Shimon HaNagid, right? Shimon HaNagid. And it's a pass. It passes right by the church. Now, what's the saying is that if you have a path, if it would end at the church and wouldn't go anywhere else, you can't take it. We can't take it. Mm-hmm. But because it goes to the church, but also goes to another location, it is permitted. However, it's a midas chasidus. If you have a shorter way or equal way to get there, to take another path and not take this path going there.
The side of it,
that, there's a path there. There's a path. And one continues.
It's like right, you're right,
going north,
going towards Shmuel HaNagid. There's a path there. It ends off at Shmuel HaNagid.
Right,
the church is on the left.
So it's going north.
When you're coming from Shmuel HaNagid
right,
to here,
then
it's the church is right there.
That's going north.
Yeah.
No, east. It's the Ratisbon Monastery. Ends at Shmuel HaNagid.
In other words, if you're on the
if you go right past
it's
on the left side of Superfresh. Right. Go up right up the left side,
like,
and you crawl around inside.
Yeah.
And this is right when you're coming through. You actually have to go through the turnstiles or whatever they call it to go into the parking lot. So it really looks like you're going into the to the church parking lot,
to the gate,
go up and down gate. Okay,
so
this is a very relevant application
good,
of this of this halacha. So now there are two nafkaminas, many nafkaminas, but two important nafkaminas that we'll bring between the opinion. Can you go into a chatzar of the courtyard of a base of Avodah Zorah? Now one is brought by the Tzitz Eliezer. If you want to go into the courtyard of a church, of a base of Avodah Zorah, to look at the view. So, based on the first opinion, that you can generally go in as long as they're not having their assembly there, as long as they're not having a religious gathering together in that chatzar, will be permitted to go into the courtyard, to their chatzar, and to look at the view. However, according to the second view, that you can't go in at all, you can't go in, even if you're going to get a nice view of the ocean or whatever, maybe it's prohibited going. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer had this question, and he says, when there are two Yesh Omrim, two opinions brought in the Ramah, there's an opinion that says this, an opinion that says we paskin like the second opinion. And it's the second opinion here that says you can't go into the courtyard at all. So the Tzitz Eliezer comes out and says that it would indeed be prohibited to go into the courtyard. Would be prohibited to go into the courtyard to see, even if nothing's going on there, in order to see a nice view. So that's where, indeed, the Tzitz Eliezer comes out on that. His second nafkamina is, can you go into the St. Peter Square of the Vatican? So before we get to your question, it would apparently be a nafkamina between the first Yeshomi and the second Yeshomi. The first Yeshomi is, you can go in as long as they're not having an official holiday Avodah Zarah idolatrous gathering. So as long as it's not on Sunday during Mass, we would think to say it's permitted to go in. According to the second opinion, it's absolutely prohibited to go in. Now, truth be told, it's very likely that entire area, St. Peter's Square, has a din of a base of Avodah Zarah because he gives Mass there every Sunday, b'kvius. And if you have an avoda b'kviyus, it's likely that the whole area has a din of avoda zur that you cannot go in at all. And in addition, and I made this mistake because I didn't know these halachas, and when I was in my 20s or something, I went with, no, I don't remember. Yeah, when we were younger, before kids, we went in, we took a trip to Rome, and we were went to see, and we didn't go into any buildings, but we were there, but you look up, and it's surrounded by all these idols. Oh, they've got this saint and that saint, and it's and that's also a big problem. So Lamaisa think it's indeed prohibited to go to St. Peter's Square because that has a dean of a church outside.
By the way, it's also a question. There's the famous Vatican Museum, which is a huge draw.
And you,
you
have to go.
Sistine Chapel.
I think you have to go through.
You go from
church.
The outside, and it's a museum, everything they stole from everybody.
Right when you go in? Is it?
Peter Square is here.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a road here, and you go into the Vatican Museum.
Immediately, okay.
Yes, it ends at the Sistine Chapel.
Ah.
Come out of the Sistine Chapel, and you're in Peter Square.
So the Sistine Chapel is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about the catacombs?
And the rest is the...
What's the catacomb?
The catacombs.
Those underground...
burial chambers.
I don't know. I don't know if they were
there, and I got disconnected from the tour, and I almost got lost. You can
really
like 11 miles of underground tunnels.
You can pull over and take a nap.
Yeah. And die.
Yeah, you don't want to get lost.
Yeah, because if you don't,
stick to the guide. Yes, so Sistine Chapel, you're saying, is definitely the base of Odazara.
Okay, so our next question then is going into a base of Odazara. Going into a church. Question? No? Okay, so going into a church itself. I don't know. It's a base of Odazara. So... by way of introduction here, this is a quite relevant question that comes up in various times. It happened when the inauguration this time. It happened was this certain Orthodox rabbi in 2009 that was introduced.
This time it's outside, no, around the Capitol.
No, but then they go into a church afterward.
Every time?
National Cathedral is part of the. So
yeah,
that was in 2000.
Just outside over there.
No, you go inside. I had this Shiloh once when a co-worker that I worked with for a number of years, her sister passed away, and the Levaya was in a church. Yeah. So I had this question also. Mm-hmm. What I did was I went, but I didn't go into the church. I stayed on the outside. I gave her my social support. I gave her my condolences, and I hightailed out of there, but did not go into the base of Odazara. So we have to see, to avoid Ava.
Would it be a problem going to the church or the base of Odazara?
The church is the problem. Based on Kfaris, I don't know. There are all that.
There's no avoid like the catacombs.
There's a discussion in the Ramah of saying if you have a church that's wearing a cross, is it for a worship that he's wearing, or is it simply a noise? Is it simply like a decoration, like wearing a mug and dovet or something like that? So the first question we'll talk about is it permitted to go into a church for purposes of pikuach nefesh, to save a life? That could come in a Jew's life. Now, this could come in different to go and I need to speak with somebody there to save somebody's life. Well, we'll see in a little bit that there was this concept that it was like a safe house, that you got to the Ir Miklat. If you ran into the church...
Yeah.
You were saved from your creditors, anyone pursuing you, does anyone want to try it? You get in and you are protected.
When Yitzchak Shamir was in Lehi, that's where he used to meet his liaison, which
would be in a church.
In a shul. So the Goyim didn't go into the shul, just like we don't go into the church. They didn't go into
that's
the shul.
Interesting.
And actually, that's how he married his wife, because his wife was his.
The
messages, and Rav Aryeh Levine said to him, "Why don't you marry her? He's the only one that you're meeting." and he said, "How can I get married if I register my name in the registry? The British will kill me." So Rav Aryeh Levine said, "If I can arrange that you get married without your name being on the registry, will you do it?" He did it, and that's what happened.
Oh, very good. Okay, so says the Rashba as follows: Asur likanis la'olam lechatzar elul. It's prohibited to go into the courtyard of a deity. Vafilu ledaber im echad mem, even to go into the chatzar, into the courtyard, to speak with one of the dignitaries there. Vafshar afilu al iske rabim, even if to speak for a public need, an iske enesa, if there's a real need of Klal Yisrael. Vafilu al pikuach nefesh. It's also even prohibited to go into a base of Odeh Zarah to save a life. That's how severe it is. Why? The Ritva explains as follows. It's Bichlal Avizrei Avodah Zarah. It's included in the big three. That's not just like not doing the worship of Odeh Zarah. You can't even go into the church. That is a corollary of Avizrei. Sheyeareg Val Yavor.
That
is, you have to, rather than go in
anytime.
In, rather than going into church, one would have to be killed based on that, and that's the pashtus of the tour also. So we have a number of very prominent Rishonim that say that even to save one a life, it would be prohibited to go into church. Now, there are opinions that say otherwise. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that Rebbe Tarfon would make a shvua. He would make an oath. If that somebody is running after me to kill me, or if there's a snake that's running after me to bite me, I would go into a base of Odeh Zarah, of non-Jews. I wouldn't go to Jewish heretics to House of Jewish Heretics, but a base of Avodah Zarah I would go in. Heretics or works. So says the Rosh in Tshuvas Rosh, Ba'artzeinu Nagua Goyim, in our country, the Goyim are no Heg, Af Mishaya Chayav Misa, even if somebody was Chayav Misa, he was had a capital punishment sentence against him, Benasa, a base of Avodah Chachavim, and he ran into a base of Avodah Zarah, a church, we'll say, Lo Yikchu Misham, they're not going to take him out. That was a safe house. Vim Yehudi Barach Sham Linazlan, even if a Jew, mm-hmm. if a Jew would run into there to be saved, Ein Isser Badavar, there's no prohibition. So we see here, based on this Rosh, and this is how we paskin in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that it would indeed be permitted to go into a base of Avodah Zarah to save a life. That's how we paskin. Bottom line, going into church for Pikuach Nefesh would be permitted. Now, on the other extreme, to go in to see the...
Even when they're in the middle of a service?
It doesn't... They don't distinguish. We don't, we're not going to go do the service. We're just going right. into that. So the next question on the other extreme is going in to appreciate the artistry, the umanos. So that'd be people talk about the Sistine Church. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Sistine Church. No.
Sure.
So the Chitz Eliezer says, look at the Rambam. He says, the Rambam says in his Peirush HaMishnayos that ve'imayir din achein, if you can't go into city, kal v'chomer, you can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah. And says the Chitz Eliezer, he says, when he was growing up, I remember when I was young, that whenever we had to go past a Knesset, past a church, from them, the elderly would tell us, don't look at it. Hurry up, let's go, let's run past. When you run past, you should say, Shakhesta Shakhseno, that it is a disgusting place. And he says, it's apparently based on the Rambam. So now, when it comes to the various issues of going into a church, it says, Kamochein al Yesod Divrei Gemara Barazor. We said the Gemara Barazor that you have to distance yourself. We passed in Shulchan Aruch, you have to distance yourself when it comes for Alma. Certainly, you can't go in to appreciate the sights inside. You can't, yeah. To go in and appreciate the sights, you can't. You can't go in. You have to distance yourself. And he brings the chida, says as follows in the name of one of his ancestors: Shanichnas the base of Avodah Zarah, Harehu bekanfei asitra achra. Anyone who goes into the base of Avodah Zarah is in the claws of the Avodah Zarah, of the sitra achra, of the yitzra of tuma. Umetamim also me'amad is metame him little by little. V'loyada ki benash, he's not going to even feel it himself.
Not even on Jesus' mark.
You can't even say, I'll meet you over there. So the next question is, how about going in for purposes of saving money? Right? Somebody wants to go into a church, like a safe house. A creditor is running after him, and he wants to run in and be safe there. So the Abiyah Omer brings in the name of Mari Vali, Shemutar Yisrael, Shiyesh Alav Noshim Rabim, a Jew that has a lot of... Right, that's also... also
for not having
money, but he has a lot of creditors. So he can go into, if that's the law, that you can go into the church and be saved, so he can go into the church. And this wouldn't be a problem, it wouldn't be a sin. So there are Rishonim that say that one could go in for a large financial loss, however the Torah disagrees, so it's not so pasha. There's a Sefer Hasidim that says that there was a non-Jew that owed a Jew a lot of money, and every time he would find him, the non-Jew would run into the church. Jew wouldn't follow him, right? I'm not going to the church. One time the Jew forgot, and he ran into the church after him. So he felt terrible about it. So he asked the Chacham, he had tremendous charat, he asked the Chacham, what should I do about this? He said, you got to do tshuva. What could I do to tshuva? He says, every year on that day that you went in, you should have a fast. So that is what he did for the rest of his life. He fasted on the day that he went into the church, and he brings in Sefer Hasidim, another mice of a Jew that went into the chatzar, the base of Avodah Zarah, and he heard a bas call that came out. He went into the chatzar, the courtyard, the base of Avodah Zarah. Osi shishlachta achrei gavecha, you have thrown me away. So he would also fast his whole life. Okay, next question, going into church to avoid Eva, to avoid hate. Mm-hmm. This is really a critical question. When it comes to what's going on in politics right now, or what happened last week. So just to borrow from a different halacha, when it comes to, there's a prohibition brought in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah to not do business with non-Jews 3 days before they have a pagan holiday. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 3 days. In Chutz Laaretz, it's only on the day itself. There's a whole discussion there. Now, a number of the poskim bring various heterim for it. One of the heterim, kulas, that is applied, that the Rama brings, is that if it's going to create friction, eva, between us and the non-Jews, then it would be permitted. It's interesting. We have an Isra, but we're going to permit it so we can get along with the non-Jews. So would we apply that same concept when it comes to somebody who has to go for a dignitary and is invited to go to a church?
We have this mana. Because suppose we get a call and we have to go and
so
save somebody,
to
a Christian's life in a church.
Good. Okay, we'll get into a number of questions like that. So going in, a Jewish dignitary that's invited that has to go to a mass, or a representative of Israel that has to go in for whatever. This happens a number of permutations.
Like a state funeral.
A state funeral, and they have a mass. It's in a church, and they have a mass there. So the Shvile David says, She'isr knisa l'knesia shal nosri, the prohibition of going into a Christian church, who isr Torah. It's an isr de'oraisa, to answer your question from before. V'lachein ein lahatiru b'makam she'esh chasheva. We're not going to be matir in isr de'oraisa in order to avoid tension with the non-Jews. So that's not going to be. Now that would be a distinction between doing business as an isr de'rabanan and going into church is an isur d'oraisa. If it's in a d'rabanan, we can matir it because of eva. But if it's a d'oraisa, we're not going to matir it. Mm-hmm. So the Shuvas Prisadas was asked as follows: Anshei Tzibur Yehudim, it's a public dignitary, she'nadu biyom hazikaron shel achad misrei medina, that were invited to go to a certain memorial service for a certain non-Jewish dignitary, and they went into the church for a mass. The Heshiv Shein Safek, he answered as follows: there's no doubt Sha'avru al Yisur Chama, they violated a very serious prohibition. Shiishbo Shora Sha'avon Shal Avodah Zarah, this is based on Avodah Zarah, and we are not matir even for purposes of Eva. Even if we'll avoid Eva, it's not a problem. The Abi Omer discusses that it's even worse for a Jewish representative, a rabbi, dressed in the regalia of a rabbi with whatever that goes along to go, and he says that it would be a tremendous chil Hashem, even worse. And the Tshuvas Arugas Abosim has quite strong language. Oso isha alach lebeis tiflatam biyomeidam, anyone who went into their house of worship on the day of their holiday, and he stood with them with begilui rosh, and he stood without their yarmulke, gadol avonam min, so it's a terrible sin that he did. Such a person should not be included in a minyan until he's chozer b'tshuva, and he accepts upon himself to not do this again. So it's fairly strict. You can't even include him as a minyan. So it's interesting. Why can we matir going and doing business with them because of eva, to avoid tension with them, and we're not going to matir going into church? So one explanation we gave is that going into church could be nisur d'oraisa. That
he's driving the avodah zarah. When you say doing business, you mean not inside the church, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, not unconnected, but within
so three days
before, in Chutzar, the day of there.
Can they come into a synagogue?
I don't know why not.
No, right.
I don't know why not. I know what that was. I don't know why. It would be. Well, I don't know. In the Christians, it could be that one of their canons. They have a lot of things against Jews. So, they have one about Paul wrote a letter to call. It's included in the Corinthian in the Old Testament the New Testament about non-Jews. They have to go with their heads uncovered, not like the Jews. Don't drink with Jews. Don't this with Jews. So there's a lot of in their canons.
This stuff was made up hundreds of years afterwards. So.
This was by Paul. This was by Paul. He wrote the letter. In Corinthians, so it's actually in the New Testament. Okay, but you're very right. The other ones you're right about. The ones about not drinking with them, those were all they have these synods, these get-togethers, these hootenannies that they would have make all these rules against the Jews. So that was all later. Okay, so let's keep on going. The Shoot Zera Emes says, so Shalo Yitiru Mishum Eva Ladafkali Nala says that we can be lenient when it comes to business with them, because if we would tell them, they come into our store, we tell them we're not going to do business with them, it's a slap in their face, it's really offensive. But not going into the church, I'm just being passive, I think this is what he means. So I'm not going to actively go into church, that's not offensive to them, that's not the same slap in the face. And he says, you know, the reason why we would go in is not because we want to avoid friction with them, it's because we want to ingratiate ourselves to them. And that's a very sharp distinction between them. We want to show we're part of the chevra, and we want to show that we're one of them. That's what he says. No, see, we're not going to go there. He says that something also, the Sefer Zichronos Eliyahu says something fascinating. He says, nowadays we live by a rule of law. You want to be matters things based on not offending them. But nowadays, they can't take retribution against us because they would have to go to a court of law and they'd have to go through the process. And you can't do that nowadays. So we don't have this concept of Ava. So we're not going to be permitting going into church because what's the real backlash of not going into the church? Well, so they're going to be unhappy with us. Okay, no, so what's the worst thing in the world? You know, and I think that applies that they were, and I don't want to get into politics, so don't comment on what I'm about to say, but I'll say it quickly anyway. That you know, there were claims of going to the inauguration because of pikuach nefesh. There was no pikuach nefesh. That's ridiculous. I don't know what they're talking about. Just don't go at all. What's because they're going to be left in the street. They're going to leave them in the street. So that made no sense. But also because of offending an Ava, like, what? Where's the Ava here? There's going to be a backlash because they didn't go into church. I think that's it's totally made up things, excuses why they wanted to go. So another distinction when the Tshuvas Chaim Biyad says as follows. The danger of going into a church is dramatically higher. Meaning, okay, we do business with them. It's an isser, but the concern is we're over lifnei iver because they're going to go pray to their God. They're going to thank their God we did business with them, or we're going to lo yisham al picha, that they're going to go and they're going to thank their God. But when it comes to going into a church, the downside is us first is so significant. He says as follows: Rav Chaim Pelagi, da chitzonim devekim, but we would be attacked by the yetzer hara, like going into a place of bees, like bees being attacking us. Is that pashur to borrow v'sichli? It's obvious. Somebody goes into the church, the downside is tremendous. Utrichim tefil. Anyone who would go into church, you have to tovel in a mikvah. He's high of malchus lashes. He would have to give his clothing away that he went in because they have tuma to anim. And there's a whole process and the downside of going into a church. Now, nonetheless, having said all of that, there is a very small minority view that is not accepted lahalacha that we could permit going into church. Mishum Eva. So there's a Orchas Chaim that says, and this is, it's not clear what he's saying. He says, I'm nichnas the base of Avodah Zarah. Somebody goes into a place of Avodah Zarah, should say, Ashrei, she is shalom lachem kumochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay you back, give retribution. If you hear them in their prayers, we say another thing. Zoveach lelohim yacharam, they should be put in excommunication. When you leave, we say another thing. So Yabi Omer says, well, what's going on here? It doesn't say here that you can permit Mishum Eva. It's talking here that somebody was forced to go and be Kuach Nefesh, or somebody went into the Chatzar of the Avodah Kazar. It's not saying here that you can go on Mishum Eva, so there's no basis. There is a Tshuvas Yashiv Moshe that indeed does say that you can permit to go in for purposes of Eva, but the Yabi Omer vehemently disagrees. He says, how can you say such a thing? Look at the Rambam, look at the Ritva, it's Asur Mi'ikar Adin to go into church. We're not going to permit it. Mishum Eva. Okay, our next question, which
there's
we...
There's one thing, or you can address it at the end or if you want time, but if you took out church and you put in a Reform temple, if you took out church and you put in conservative synagogue or Reconstructionist...
It's a very different question. It's a different analysis.
Okay.
It's a different... Yeah, there are many tshuvas, but it's a different analysis. It's a different analysis, and there are different concerns, and there are different concerns and different issues involved there. Still usher to go in, but on each of these permutations of to save money to this, it'd have to have a different analysis. Okay, so next, we mentioned before about going in for purposes of noi, to go in and see the beauty, the umanas, whatever it is. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on that. He says, Pashut, it is prohibited to go into a Christian church, a place that they worship in order to see it, and it would be the wrong hashkafa, a wrong emunah, they even desire such a thing. I'm just trying to get through quickly because we're running out of the time.
Like video or whatever it is.
To see the pictures and video, he'd probably say, why? Why? I mean, it's not a din and Avodah Zarah going in, but you probably say,
the pictures
of the Vada Isser.
He'd
probably say, Davar. So he'd say the second thing would play, Davar Hashchatu Bemuno Vedeshi Ratzon Leilech Lasham. To desire such. I think he would say the same thing when it comes to looking up. Let me appreciate the pictures. Like, where's the. Just the wrong thing. So he would say, the next question then is the Marash angle. He said, how about to do work in a church? So his question was to do like a nagar, a carpenter putting in the windows.
Painter, yeah.
But you're going in and you're financially benefiting from the work you're doing in the church. Mm-hmm. He says it's problematic, and the Yabi Omer applies that to all types of areas of doing work, and that it would be problematic. I had an interesting question. I had a boss that he was an active Buddhist, and he wanted me to do some legal work for their charity. Mm-hmm. So I had the question that I had to ask, am I allowed to help him on this or not, because it's not going into church, but is it a lifnei iver, is it facilitating their being involved in Avodah Zarah? So I had to get into the details of what the work would be and what the work wouldn't be. In the end of the day, Rav Gershon Best permitted it, but it was a very interesting question, because that's not going into the church, but it is kind of... It directly relates. Okay, so our next question then is, how about if in the church itself there are no corporeal, physical manifestations of the Avodah Zarah, either physical or pictures? Yeah. So the Shud Prisad says, Odos Anashim Shnoadu Yechtav V'Hauchu LeBeis Tifla, some people that they went into the base of Avodah Zarah, V'Yom HaZikaron, and for a memorial service for one of the dignitaries. And it says, "V'shebavadei asu isur gamor." It's absolutely prohibited because of Israel. Avodah Zarah. It's a corollary of Avodah Zarah. Vafilu b'makom she'en slami mashu. Even if there's no physical manifestation of the idolatry, it would also be prohibited. The Chalkas Yaakov was asked, "Odos elu shiratzu lischor ulam." They wanted to rent a hall,
church hall,
which was right next to. But it's it wasn't the church hall. Itself, it was the hall, and it didn't have any of the manifestations in it. He says it doesn't matter. There were pictures. There were pictures, and there were tzlamim, but they were going to take it out. This comes up, and this is the question of Yamim Noraim. The shul is packed. They don't have enough room, so they want to rent from the church. There's a major shul synagogue in Manhattan that rents every year and has 2,000 people in a church, and they cover up the tzlamim. They cover up the physical things, here they were removing the physical things, and they were covering up the pictures. And he says, of course you can't do that because it's still a base of Avodah Zarah. If they were taking out permanently. That's what's next to their location.
So that's what Orlando.
So that's what they have. But if they have that access, but to find a place, if it's 2,000 in Manhattan, well, that's what was convenient for them. So he brings a Rama. It says that if it's a designated church, the only way you can be mevatel, to nullify that, is to move all that stuff out permanently. If it's just temporarily, it still has the dean of a church, so it would continue to be problematic. Okay. I think it's a very modern. I don't know how Orthodox. But there have been Orthodox schools that have had that question. Yes, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on that also. Okay, next. Our next question, I'm going to go fairly quickly, is, can a church be purchased and turned into a Beis Medrash or a shul? This was a major question in Los Angeles. There was a humongous campus, and it had a church, I think it was a Catholic church, on the campus, and it was a real Catholic high school, and a yeshiva wanted to buy it, and they wanted to turn they had actually two churches. It was a big church. They wanted to turn that into a Beis Medrash, and there was a smaller church inside a bigger building, and they wanted to start that as a smaller Beis Medrash. And the question was, so can it be desanctified? So there's a tshuva, so the Binyan Sion, he says it's a little complicated, the details, but it was built for church, used for a church. So he says, when it comes to an Isser Hana, once they sell it, you're nullifying the problems. They sold it to Jews, so there's no Isser Hana, there's no Isser benefit from it. But he says, when it comes to using, so you can use it for a house, you can use it for mundane things, but to use it for Kedusha, the question is it a bizoyon to, is it ma'us l'gavoa? Is it disgusting then if you want to use it for a shul? It used to be a church. So he says that's a machlokes. So he says the Binyan Sion himself is machmir, should not be done. But the shul of Meishiv is meiko. He says it could be done as long as it was sold, it could be done. But Maisa, we are fairly machmir on this. Rav Moshe, if I remember correctly, has various tshuvas that you actually have to take down the church, or it has to have the phrases panim chadashos ba'olakan, that you can't recognize it at all. A major part of it has to be removed and rebuilt, so it is considered maus lagavoa. It's not so simple. So Lamaisa, they went to that yeshiva, went to Rav Eliashiv, I think it was Rav Eliashiv, and they got a written psak that it was okay the amount of work that they were doing. They did not take down The smaller one. I don't know what happened with the bigger one because it was in process. I don't know if it's because the halachic issues or planning. The smaller one, they removed everything. They changed it. Yeah, so they said that was panim chadashot. But based on Rav Moshe, I was surprised because I don't think he would be matir. His panim chadashot were taken down for the most part. It wasn't like just put a significant amount of lipstick on the pig and it becomes not. So our next question, and this is very relevant, is voting in a church, right? Not in Eretz Yisrael, but that is, where do you have the
voting polls?
Or so first in the church itself, then we're talking about to go into, we'll talk about the, or Alcoholics Anonymous. There, the meeting is in the basement of the church. That's where they meet. So the Yaskel Avdi asked the question about voting inside the church itself. He says, Pashut, you can't go into the church, even for voting, it can't be done. It's prohibited. The Mishnah Halachas, and be absent. The Mishnah Halachas was action as soon as the Ulam Mechubar. So here it wasn't the church itself, but it was the hall that was attached to the church. And he says you can't go in anyway. Ki af she'en be'ulam hazeh avodah zorah, even though there's no avodah zorah in the hall itself, mikol makom kevin shu mechubar, because it's attached to the same avodah zorah, it's part of the same building, it would also be prohibited. Migros Moshe then was asked, how about having a yeshiva on the same campus, not in the same building, but at the campus of a church? They couldn't find a location, so they finally found a hall. There was there wasn't any manifestation inside the building where the yeshiva would be, but there was on the property, there was a big cross in front of the building, there was a cross outside. Rav Moshe says, Chas v'sholom poshut sh'asur, to think of going onto the campus of a church, mikevan shu samuch lebeis tiflis, it's right by the church. It would be, and there's a tzlav there. There's a cross there. A yeshiva has to find a different location. And to, I don't know. He doesn't, because is there a church there? It's also a Catholic university. We would say, is there a real worship there, or is it just like called a Catholic?
How about going into a Catholic hospital when there's a
So the story is about to take him down. So you walk by, you know, that's okay. It's mitzvah to be mitrachek, but you walk by. We'll talk about it in a little bit. We'll get into that. Okay, so that was that. And Rav Moshe was asked in Brooklyn. There was a shul there for many decades, and right next door, with just a dividing wall, a church opened up. And he said, the question was, can we continue davening and learning in the shul? He said, that's not a problem. They're next door. It's a wall dividing. It's not like you were there. He doesn't have, you're there first, and it's independent. So he happens to be right next to it. So he said, that's not a problem. Okay, our next question then, the Chalkas Yaakov was asked, by Adam Shinitasa B'malon, he's staying in a hotel, and this would be related a little bit to the questions that I was asked just now. V'nodalo, and he became known that right on top of the church is a tzelem, it's like, I guess, some sort of Christian Lord, maybe. So there's a cross right on top of the hotel. So how can he daven in the building? On the top of the hotel.
Hotel with the cross on it.
Hotel with the cross on it. So maybe historically, I don't know exactly.
You know,
so he says,
always makes me very nervous when you get into the hotels in the New Testament in the drawer next to you.
Yeah, I never like that.
Yeah.
I leave it in the drawer.
Yeah, I put it somewhere.
So he says, he brings the Ramon and Magen Avraham that says, Bishas Adchak Mutal Ispalo Babai Sheish Bavarazor. It's permitted even to daven in a place, in a house that has an avodah zarah. Turn away from it, don't point towards it. They go to the Saint Something Hospital, and they have the picture of Yeshua up on the wall. So you take them down, but if they don't, it's glued on. You know, it's hammered on, and you can't get it off. So what do you do for davening?
Statue that's it weighs a ton.
You can't get it out. So he says, Rakshiach Sirpanim, and you can turn around. Don't point to it. Don't point towards the Avodah Zorah, and Bishasatchak, we would be permitted to daven there. So he says the same thing. The same thing would apply in this hotel with the cross on top. Bishasatchak, it'd be okay. And he brings the Mishnah.
Convent hospital, you mean?
A convent.
That's a base of Arazar. They do have Arazar there, so.
I mean, it's not a formal church, but it's the place over on the corner of Yafo, I mean, Az and whatchamacallit.
Well, to daven inside of it is your question?
No. There's a story, it's not for right now, but about a woman who was in labor. And they took her in there to deliver the baby.
Uh-huh. Don't know. Okay, but here he says when it comes to the cross on the top, when it comes to the cross on the top, the ma'isa, he says b'shas atchak one can daven there. Okay, a couple more shaylas and then we'll call it quits. He says this is relevant when I was in high school. The Moshe was asked about b'davar mischak iladim b'kadur be'ulam, playing in a gym that is shayach to a church, so the church or the Catholic high school, and they have the gym.
Yeah.
We, the Jewish high school, we didn't have our own gym. Okay, we used to have.
In some cases, the Jewish high schools are playing basketball against
teams. Well, so that was what we had. We were playing basketball against them. So that is, I don't think that's a shaila, but that's what we had. We used to go to play against this team and that team. They had gyms. We had to rent out a gym. They had really nice gyms. It's on their campus. There's a church. There's a cross when you go in. So the Moshe is asking about not that shaila, but similar, that they would rent out a gym. And he says you can't rent out a gym for the kids when there's the Akum Vaday Asru Af Shein Sham Turas, even if there's not inside of it, because it's part of the church. We have to teach the kids that they have to distance themselves from there. It's a disgusting place, so how can you go play in the gym on the campus of a church? Now Lamaisa, there are some posts, depending on the situation, that are lenient, depending on is there a cross there, is there not a cross there, is the money going to benefit the, if it's rental, is it going to benefit the church or not, is it going to rent the galachim, the priest? So that is a fairly difficult question, if the gym can be rented out or used if you can play there.
So theological seminary.
Like JTS?
No, like when I was in boarding school, we used to use Princeton Theological Seminary for playing basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If it's a church, I don't know what they do in the theological seminary. If
they're just studying. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is there worship there? If it's not worship there, it's just studying, then it's academics. Okay, so Lamaisa, we've gone through four different questions, and let me just recap. Well, many questions, but four different categories. Number one was walking by a church, going away. We said, Raskin and Shulchan Aruch, we should distance ourselves four amos. And Tosfos says that even more than that, we should distance, go to the other side of the street. Next, we talked about an ir sheish b'avodah zarah, a city that has an avodah zarah inside of it. And we said that some poskim, the Rama brings two shitas. One shita is you can't go to the chutz, into the city at all. I'm sorry, I just made a mistake. We have two shitas, two major shitas. The Rambam is Perish Misnayash, and the Mishnah Torah says you can't even live in a city, you can't visit a city. That has a Vodah Zarah in it. We are makel on that. We poskim like the Shulchan Aruch, that we can. The whole problem is going to the city when they're having festivities on a holiday. That would be the problem. So it's not that relevant for us nowadays. When it goes to going into the chutz or the courtyard, the base of Vodah Zarah, we again have that same machlokas. The Rama brings two opinions. Opinion number one is that it's only a problem if they're having a kenes and a sifa in that chutz, if they're celebrating their holiday outside in the courtyard, you can't go, otherwise you can go. Second opinion is that you can't go into the courtyard at all. That's problematic. We poskin like that second opinion, that we can't go into the chutz. However, if it's going somewhere, if it's just that we're crossing through it to lead to somewhere else, we don't have the concern people are going to see us and think that we're going into the church, it would be okay. So that's very similar to what we have in our Shaila by Shmuel Hanagid and Smush by Superfresh. And number four, we've gone through fairly extensively going into a base of Odasara, and we saw there a whole spectrum, and when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, to go in to save a life, it would be permitted. When it comes to massive financial loss, a little bit unclear. For purposes of Eva, to avoid frictions with the non-Jews, the vast majority of poskim say that is not a basis to go into the base of Avodah Zarah. So really a lot of questions that we went through, but for the most part we are machmir when it comes to going, unless it's in the most extreme circumstances. It should be lo aleinu. We should not be in the situation to have any of these shailas. Have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.